things aren't going so well in life, it's one thing to believe that God has a good plan for us, but it's another thing entirely to step out and live life as though we believe that to be true. So what do we do when we're afraid to trust? I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today, we're going to take a look at trusting God from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Laying Hold of Your Abundant Life, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you do just that, live the abundant life that Jesus said he came to give you. When our lives are under siege, one of the hardest things to do is to decide that life just isn't meant to be like this and to step out and to trust God. A siege is when a city is surrounded by an army and they just wait until the people in the fortified city die of starvation. When our lives are under siege, well, that's a desperate time. We lose hope. We blame everyone else. We just want to sit there and give up. But life isn't meant to be like that. And no matter who we are and how desperate our situation, God is in that place with us and he has a future for us. Sadly, I have watched people, even people who profess to believe in Jesus Christ, live their whole lives without ever taking that step of faith. Why? Because stepping out in faith, believing in God for an end to the siege, is a scary thing to do. So people just sit there. What an incredible waste. This week, on a different perspective, we've been looking at what happens when our lives are under siege. And in particular, we've been looking at it through the story in the Old Testament in 2 Kings, the book called 2 Kings chapter 6 and 7, which is a story about how Samaria, a city just north of Jerusalem, was laid to siege by the Aramite army. And they were there so long that the people inside began to starve. It became so bad that the women cannibalized their children. And the king completely lost the plot. Instead of leading his people, went to God's prophet Elisha and blamed God. And the prophet said, well, you know something? Here's what's going to happen. Here's what God is going to do. Just within 24 hours, there'll be so much food, you won't believe how much food there'll be. Now, that must have been such an outrageous, impossible claim that the prophet Elisha was making to the king. Because, I mean, people were dying. People were starving. The problem was so big. The Aramite army was so real. And at times like that, we lose perspective. The problem looks much, much, much bigger than God. God looks quite small when we have a big problem. But God's promise came through the prophet. God's promise was to do something. But, you know, when God does some miracles in our lives, he always, always wants it to be a partnership. It's kind of like when someone comes to us on our birthday and says, I've got a present for you. They can hand the present to us, but we have to take the present from them too. It's a two-sided transaction. And it's the same with God doing amazing things in our lives, reaching out into our lives to solve our sieges and fix our problems. Sitting there grumbling ain't going to do it. Cannibalizing our kids ain't going to do it. Blaming God ain't going to do it. God wants us to step out in faith. And that's a risky thing to do when we feel like we're under siege, as it was for Samaria, who was surrounded by the Aramite army. The Sumerian king was running around in ever-decreasing circles, but there were some lepers, some outcasts just outside the gate. I'm just going to read a small part of the story from chapter 7, beginning at verse 3 of 2 Kings. This is what it said. There were four lepers outside the city gate who said to one another, why are we going to sit here till we die? If we say we'll go into the city, there's a famine in the city and we'll die there. If we sit here, we'll die. So why don't we desert to the Aramaean camp? I mean, if they spare our lives, we'll live. And if they kill us, well, we'll die maybe just a day or two earlier. So they got up at twilight and they walked out to the Aramaean camp. But when they came to the edge of that camp, there was no one there. Because God had caused the Aramaean army to hear sounds of chariots and of horses, the sound of a great army, so that they said to one another, the king of Israel has hired the king of the Hittites and the kings of Egypt to fight against us. So they fled away in the twilight and abandoned their tents, their horses, their donkeys, leaving the camp just as it was and fled for their lives. When these leprous men had come to the edge of the camp, they went into a tent. They ate and drank and carried off silver and gold and clothing and went and hid them. They came back in another tent and carried out things more and they just plundered the camp. It's a wonderful story because God had already gone ahead of them with a miracle. This was pragmatic desperation. This was, if we stay here, we die. If we go into the city, we die. If we walk out to the Aramites, we've got a slim chance. Let's do that. Imagine that walk. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Twilight, the fear. They had really a rotten choice. But just sitting there was not going to do it for them. Here's the but. God had already gone ahead of them with a miracle. God's ready to do a miracle. And half the time, God's already done a miracle. But we have to walk into it. Sitting in the siege, complaining and blaming God and blaming everyone else is not walking into a miracle. I remember when I was training to be an officer in the Australian Army, we had an obstacle course that we used to do quite often. And part of the obstacle course was a really narrow plank that we had to run up and then run along. And then there was a gap in the plank which was just wide enough that you couldn't step over it. Probably 2 or 3 inches too wide, the gap. So you actually had to jump. It was very much a leap of faith. Now, it wasn't very far down to the ground, but I don't like heights. And so I never, never will forget the gap in the plank and the leap of faith every time I had to run over those planks. Many a time I balked at this stupid little gap. That's what we do. We don't want to take the step of faith. It's hard. It's scary. But God wants us to do exactly that because God has gone before us. We're his creation. We're his workmanship. And God has created us to walk into the things that he has already prepared for us beforehand to do. God goes ahead of us. God goes into the Aramean camp. God goes into the thing that is holding our lives to siege. And he does miracles. Well, how about it? What's holding your life to siege? What's robbing you of life, draining you of life, starving you of life? You're just going to sit there? You're just going to die? But Bernie, I feel like what? A leper? Well, God's grace and God's miracle is for lepers too. In fact, God's grace and God's miracles are for lepers especially. Ordinary people, ordinary men and women like you and me. I feel nothing. When we're in a siege, we have a choice. It's a very stark choice. We can stay there, we can blame the rest of the world, we can starve and we can waste our lives. Or we can listen to God's word. And God has a good plan for your life. Just like God has a good plan for my life, even when sometimes my life is under siege. And impossible as it may seem, when God calls us to step out of that siege, as he may well be with you right now. You know, maybe you're in a difficult marriage. And please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying walk away from the marriage, by no means. But maybe you're in a difficult marriage and God is calling you just to bless your marriage partner. To stop grumbling, stop complaining, stop arguing, and just to bless them. Well, your choice. You can keep blaming them. We can follow God's leading and leave the rest to God. As we step out, step by step by step, all of a sudden we walk into what God is already doing, what God has already prepared for us. And we can walk into those miracles no matter how impossible they may seem. If it was easy, faith wouldn't be faith. But when we step out, like those lepers, what have we got to lose? To walk into God's miracles in our life. Jesus made an extraordinary promise. He said he came that we may have life in all its abundance, literally a superabundant life. Yet not everyone who believes in him is living that life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, Laying Hold of Your Abundant Life. Because God's word, man, it is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll help you discover and live the abundant life that he has for you through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.